All right, good evening, metalheads and rockers. We're live on Rock Addict Radio. This is Quote the Raven with DJ Rem, and I have Christina Early Morn from the band Being Alive is Beautiful on the line. How are you doing tonight, Christina?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm doing fine. It's 3 a.m. in the morning here in Germany. Yeah, I stood up extra for you guys. So, yeah, well, let's have a blast.
We appreciate you staying up till the middle of the night to talk to us. It's very much appreciated. So
absolutely no problem.
Okay, so before we get into it, I'm you know, obviously we're all dealing with COVID and all the uncertainties that go with that. How have you been able to use the time during all the lockdowns and stuff to be productive?
Well, COVID hasn't struck me, to be honest, because at my regular work, I'm working for a living as a caring nurse in an elderly home. So lockdown isn't pretty much happening for me. Music-wise, I gotta be plain honest to you. I go to work, and after work, I play my music and I try to record some stuff and I try to be creative. So like the other people who sadly have been struck by COVID and by the lockdown, I have not much the time like they do. So I cannot stay at home.
Understandable. So, let's talk about, so Being Alive is Beautiful, you have a brand new album out, correct?
Yep, it was released on November the 28th, and yeah, it's pretty juvenile, and yeah.
So what, how long did it take you to write and record, and how long did the process take from the beginning to getting this music released? How long did it take, and how did that process work for you?
It has been 9 months.
9 months, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics, I think before that 9 months, because underneath my bed I have some papers laying around. So every time when creativity strikes, I write down something, or yeah, well, I get up and write down something. So, but for the songs, for the riff, and yeah, for the actually drum work and stuff, I think it took 9 months.
Nice. And then, how did the recording process work for you? Were you able to get like in the studio and, you know, with everything going on?
Where I live, I have a little studio myself.
Okay.
Built up over the last 20 years, I'm making music. So I can do everything on my own, and I do everything on my own. Even the new music video, which I'm editing right now, is also completely on my own.
So for Being Alive is Beautiful, so you sing, you play guitar, and you do drums as well for the whole thing?
For Being Alive is Beautiful, it's only bass guitar and drums and singing, nothing more. There's actually no guitar to hear.
Okay.
Because I figured I need a little bit of side band. So Being Alive formed in 2017 back then throughout a big fat depression. So, and I was thinking to myself, I want to have a heavy primitive sound. And well, if I would record guitar, I'm pretty much into soloing like Dimebag or like Zakk Wylde. And I thought to myself, no, that's not the thing I wanted to deliver, because I wanted my music to be gloomy and dark and depressed. So kind of the same way I felt back in the time as I recorded. So that's the reason why I neglected the guitar.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Well, I tell you, I listened to it and it sounds amazing. So great job. Definitely great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Really, really, pretty much. Sorry, I'm so tired. My English is pretty much on the ass right now. I will stay awake.
Yeah, I have been able to understand everything you're saying, so it's all good. Not a problem. You speak better English than some of my friends here in the United States.
Really?
So,
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Americans tend to speak American and not necessarily English, so sometimes it gets kind of janky.
Ah, okay, the slangy Yankee style.
Yeah.
Yeah, my concern was, or my fear was a little bit, so 10 minutes ago, that my English will be, wow, completely interview. So, yeah, no, I think we will get good along.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely, for sure. So tell me, so you have the new album out, and I know you're working on the video, and it sounds like you're pretty much doing all the work on the video yourself. So tell us a little bit about that as well.
Yes. Well, you're absolutely right. I do everything on myself. The video itself, it's for the song Regen. Regen is German for rain. And, well, the idea to the video came as I drove with the car to my boyfriend's place. And it was pretty heavily raining outside. And I was thinking to myself, would be a cool idea if I find a place. It was in the middle of the night. If I can find a place where some little spotlights are on and I could film myself walking through the rain, because the song is, I think, wait, let me see. I got it on the laptop. The song is 6 minutes and 30 seconds long. And I was thinking to myself, well, it could be looking cool, me walking 6 minutes and 30 seconds throughout the pouring rain and getting all over completely soaked wet. And yeah, that's just popped in my head when creativity struck, as I said.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And well, pretty spontaneous. I found a place. It was midnight, I think. And well, I recorded the stuff and I had the story take. Yeah. And then later on, I didn't have the song at this time, but later on I wrote this song to it and figured out, okay, what's the topic of the song? The topic in the lyrics is more about is actually actual COVID times or any time where friends or let's say it in our current time here with COVID, like businesses are dying or friends let you down or something, because there's a German saying which is im Regen stehen gelassen. So you basically let out in the rain alone. And that's the whole topic of the song. And some weeks ago, I recorded the instrumental takes. So me on the microphone, me on the bass, me on the drums. And I also had a pretty cool guest appearance with a buddy of mine from another band. He's a singer, kind of 80s metal, hair metal style. And I offered him, hey, dude, would you like to have a guest appearance in this song? And he agreed on that. And yeah, so he's in his section. It's get a little bit power metal style. But yeah, I like this song pretty much. And I think the video is getting pretty good.
Awesome. So do you kind of have like a date you hope to release the video on, or is that all kind of still up in the air right now?
50-50, because I figure over the years, I just want to finish everything. And when everything is saved and pre-saved and saved on my USB drives and sticks and stuff, I will tell a date, usually 1 or 2 weeks then. So better safe than sorry, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. So I also know, and I know we really, you know, the intent is to talk about Being Alive is Beautiful, but I just want to touch on, because I know you're in a couple other bands as well. So what's your passion for doing this black metal solo music? You know, what kind of drives you to want to do it?
Depression and sadness.
Okay. And you found that, well, it's been a good way to help you work through that?
Well, originally back in 2017, I wanted to end my life. So I was laying in the bed of my boyfriend's place, and I was thinking to myself, okay, today you're going to do it. You will pretend to drive home, but you drive to the railroad and wait for the train, and instead of this, jumping in front of the train.
Okay.
So I was laying there in the bed, and I was thinking to myself in German, am Leben zu sein ist ja so schön. So translated in English, to be alive is so goddamn nice. So sarcasm style. And I was thinking to myself, well, that's actually a pretty good band name.
Right.
And instead of driving to the railroad, I drove at home and, well, draw the band logo myself. And the week later, I started to record just to scream out my frustrations and my anger and my sadness and depression I felt back then. So originally, the plan was only to release the first album, Schutt und Asche, which only had 4 songs on it. But I never really had imagined that people dig it that much. So my original plan was to scream out my frustrations, release the 4-track album, and then dump it down the road and go on. But people like it, and I figured myself, okay, if people like it, why won't you do good? So I continue, and Being Alive will always be a kind of more side band. And, well, to say it like that, Being Alive is for me a kind of vomit bucket. So every time I'm feeling sad, or every time I'm feeling down, as you mentioned before, to kind of struggle through depression or something,
right,
I will use it as a tool. And, well, if people can listen to it and kind of feel better afterwards, it's a win-win situation, you know?
Yeah, well, we're glad you made the decision to not do the initial thought. And we're very glad that you, came up with Being Alive is Beautiful as a band and a project, and because the music is amazing. So
thank you.
So, yeah, and just say thanks for... thanks for the decisions you made that got you here. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. And thank you guys for listening and for digging my shit.
Exactly. So
I always refer to my music as shit.
Hey, it's your music. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yep. So, okay, shameless plug time. Where can people go to find out more about Being Alive is Beautiful? What social networking, websites, etc. are you on?
To find more about Being Alive is Beautiful, you can go on Bandcamp, Being Alive is Beautiful. You can go on YouTube. I have my music videos online there, also with links to the information and to the websites as Instagram and Facebook. But in the future, I am planning to build myself a website, Christina Erlemann website, where every band is listed and merch for every band will be available.
Awesome. I also want to thank Metal Coffee PR for sending your music through. So props to Wes as well.
And totally. Wes is ripping it every day.
Yep. Wes is pretty cool. I'll give you, I'll agree. So, So what's going on with the other bands you're in right now? Is anything going on with them right now? Are you guys doing anything, or is that all kind of on hold at the moment?
At the moment, I'm only in one band besides Being Alive is Beautiful. Because of the other band, I gladly say it's goodbye.
Okay.
And with the other band, there is only a little bit songwriting at the moment. We are sending together files to each other one. So we try to do something.
Okay.
But there isn't pretty much going on at the moment.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of tough right now, especially with...
Yeah.
Are you guys in lockdown right now?
In Germany, we are in lockdown, yes. Yeah.
So, and obviously, for most of this year, it's been lockdown, no lockdown, lockdown, back and forth. It's definitely been wild.
I can remember at the beginning of this year in March, I think, or April, when the first lockdown was raging, and also in the USA, and my buddy Kirk Winstein, because I'm friends with him, just wanted to go on tour with his band Crowbar, America tour and Canada tour, I guess, and he was giving out money for all the merchandise and for the CDs and vinyls, and then the lockdown came.
Uh-huh.
So he was stranded on his huge pile of merchandise and without the ability to earn a single dime.
Right.
So I can pretty much feel and understand the pain in the ass. So I contacted him and told him, hey, guy, no problem. I'm going to work as a caring nurse. I have my income. Here are $100. So no problem. But in my opinion, it's pretty damn stupid situation, shitty situation, if you are living from your music and living from touring.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not a good time for a musician.
No, absolutely no.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about you as a musician. So, and I know we've had this discussion like a long time ago, but I want the new listeners... you know, and also a good refresher for me. So what, you know, back as you were growing up, what got you into music? What kind of influences did you have that kind of took you down the metal road for music?
Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up very Christian. My mother is a Jehovah's Witness and my dad Catholic. And well, it was, everything in my childhood was pretty much restricted. And in elementary school, we had a nun as a teacher. She, I don't know why, she hated me, so she abused me 2 long years. And later on that, I had in the other class, there was someone older than me and bigger than me. And he was a fucking bully, so he hated me, I don't know, because I was small or something. He just didn't like me. So I received a lot of bullying and terrible stuff. And I literally had no friends at all because everyone was thinking I'm in the same Jehovah's Witness stuff or I don't know what. So everyone was kind of doing a circle around me. And well, I needed something to let my frustrations out. Yeah. I originally wanted to learn drums because of hitting something, you know? in a flat with neighbors, that's nearly impossible because you cannot turn down a drum. So, well, that got me then into guitar because a teacher at my school at this time, gosh, 20 years ago, I think. Yeah, 22 years ago, was giving guitar lessons. And then I slightly dropped into Guns N' Roses, drew out of him, and then became more into the more heavy stuff. So I started out with Metallica And then fast of that came Megadeth, which is a huge band for me until today. And yeah, and then it took the turn. So after Megadeth, it's got more into Testament, and then death metal, and then black metal, and so yeah.
Awesome. Well, Megadeth is my favorite band ever, so I'm right there with you.
Same. I'm usually wearing a Megadeth shirt right now.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Peace out, but who's playing?
Exactly. So
one of the greatest.
So what? I'm also always curious to know, you know, what kind of music that musicians are listening to now. So other than your own music, so you can't say your own music, but other than that, you know, what bands are you listening to right now?
I gotta shock you guys. I rarely listen to music right now because I'm so fed up with it currently, with my own stuff. But what I recently listened to is some hip hop. Ghost Mane, good Ghost Mane is not really much hip hop. It's more like a trap rap something. Okay. I don't know the exact genre, but well, let me guess. Pantera is always a go-to. Megadeth and black metal, but I have no specific band right now, because on YouTube there is a black metal channel and I just randomly click and try to get some work done. Yeah. And well, nothing special, but honestly, I do not have right now something special. Of course, on weekends when I'm spending my time at my boyfriend's place, we all kind of always listen to Judas Priest's new album Firepower. But actually, I got no specific music right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I kind of go in streaks with the style of music I'm listening to. So right now I'm listening to a lot of power metal, and my two favorite power metal bands right now, and I'm curious to know if you've heard of them, because I believe the first one I'm going to tell you, I think they're from Germany. They're called Freedom Call. Those guys are freaking amazing. And then
I think I've heard that name. I think I've heard that name. Okay.
Yeah. And then the other one is War Kings. War Kings are freaking amazing.
War Kings. Okay. I've never heard of them.
It's pretty much everything I've been listening to is European power metal. And then the last one is called, hold on. I got to look it up, because I always say it wrong. Brothers of Metal.
Brothers of Metal, okay.
Yeah, they're freaking fantastic too. So, and then, well, so that's the power metal side. Now the other, I would say probably one of my favorite bands of this year that I found is called Orbit Culture. They are from, I think they're from Sweden, and they're kind of a black metal, a little bit of power mix. I recommend you check the Orbit Culture out, because that band, oh my God, so amazing.
Okay, I will do. Well, one thought plopped into my mind. A week ago, I pretty much soaked up the new Sleep album.
Oh.
Because I really like stoner rock a lot.
Okay.
And that album, that is, I don't know how its name is, but there's a pretty cool astronaut on the cover, but yeah, that's a pretty darn rad album.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll have to check that out as well. And of course, we have to plug Being Alive is Beautiful, because Being Alive is Beautiful is badass too. So for sure. Okay, shameless plug time again. Where can people find out more about your music?
in general, about my music in general, well, of course, Bandcamp, or Google the main source, just type in Christina Earlymore, so you find everything. Well, and I think yes. I need to set up a main page, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, you need a you need a one-stop shop for all your stuff.
Yes, that's true. I need one main domain, one main page, and then there all it goes, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the task for the next few weeks or months.
Gotcha. Yeah. Once you get the video done, get the video done first.
definitely. Yes.
Do you have any merchandise for sale?
Yes, true. Out of Wes Moose's web shop.
Oh, okay.
Metal Coffee PR.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. So you can if you type in my name, Christina Earlymore, on Google or Facebook or Instagram, whatever, you can find my link tree. And on that link tree, there is a folder called merchandise. And if you click on that, you will get directly linked to the shop from Wes.
Awesome. So let's talk about, because, you know, obviously there's no touring or anything going on right now. But, you know, when you're playing live shows, so this question's about live shows. So what's kind of like your favorite moment from a live show you've done?
My favorite moment I have done on a live show.
Or something crazy that happened at a show.
Something crazy that happened at a show. Well, with my old band I was in, when the stage wasn't too high, so if the stage was about a half meter tall, I always used to jump in the crowd with my guitar, and, well, it depends on how much crowd it is standing for in front of the stage.
Right.
So, yeah, and, well, when there is some space in between, I always tended to go with my guitar and, well, try to cause a little shit in something and to steal a little bit stuff up. So with my guitar, so yeah, that's always I did, and always I felt people kind of enjoyed. One time I can remember, there was a little mosh pit, no circle pit, so you would get caught in the guitar cable, but yeah, you found me pretty much in there, but well, it was a little bit tricky. With the cable.
Right. No doubt.
So
awesome.
Well, I always love the 5 minutes before you go on stage. I like these butterflies in the stomach.
Cool. Yeah, and I have to imagine. I'm not a musician, so I've never been able to experience this. But you know, what's it like when you get up on stage and you guys start playing a song, and maybe you look out into the crowd and they're singing along to the music, the song you're playing? That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's magic. Well, I got one problem. I'm not nervous in the beginning of a set or something, but the only 5 minutes until we drop our feet on the stage, I have to dump a shit. It's like that. And I can remember one time we played a show, and well, I have my routine. I know, okay, in the morning I'm not eating pretty much, so you will less drop out shit. And sorry, I cannot say it any difference. So
no,
and in this situation, I was standing here on stage and I was thinking to myself, well, Christina, your 5 minutes are over. You haven't been on the toilet yet. And then we had sound check, and during sound check, the drummer was sound checking tom-toms or snare, I don't know, and any bassist, I felt as a little poke in my stomach. And if I feel this poke, I know, okay, you got to run. Right. Baby, you got to run. And, well, I went to the microphone and told the sound guy that I have to go somewhere. There still was crowd in front of the stage.
Uh-huh.
So everyone kind of laughed. And, well, yeah, I dropped my guitar and ran and then dropped another thing and then came back and we played a great show.
Awesome.
But, yeah.
Very cool. Okay. So is there anything that we haven't talked about that you want to make sure the listeners know about your music, about Being Alive is Beautiful? Anything we missed that you want to make sure that everybody hears about?
Well, Being Alive is Beautiful will always be a band that will be there for the fans and friends. It will always be there for minority groups as gay people or transgender people or something. Yeah, that's kind of all I want to say, because Being Alive, or me myself, I'm not following a trend. I try to be me. I try to be me by myself. So I don't dress usually like in the scene very typically. So I do my own, and well, I think that's the thing. And yeah, if you enjoy it, you can jump on the train. And if you do not like it, you can get aside or you get run over.
right on. Exactly. That's not what I thought you were going to say. What I was expecting to hear was, if you don't like it, you can fuck off. But, you know.
Well, I tried to say it a little bit, a little bit more like straight to the face, you know.
Right on. No, I get it. Well, I said it for you, so there we go.
Yeah. Thank you, Spencer.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for staying up till 3 a.m. to take this call. Much appreciated. Always enjoy talking with you. So everybody knows, I have two songs from Being Alive is Beautiful coming up. I have Healthy Aggression and Riggin. So they're going to get to hear those two tracks. And I think I'm going to dig back and see if I can and find some of your older stuff as well. throw in there additionally. So, yeah. So we're going to play some of your music and... you know, once again, thank you so much for taking the time tonight to be on the show. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Spence. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you have a great night. We'll let you go to sleep now. And
I will.
Yep. And yeah.
Before my English gets pretty much more messed up.
Oh, your English is fine. You're fine. So yeah, and just like I told you offline, this is being recorded, and I'll be putting it up on the podcast channel. So as soon as I have that link for you, I'll share it to you, and then we can spread it around, okay?
Sure, we will. Okay. Spread it like COVID.
Yeah, spread this, don't spread COVID. There we go.
Spread this, don't spread COVID. Yes, exactly.
Perfect. Take care. Have a great night.
Yeah, same. Goodbye. Yep,
thanks. Bye.